a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call the meeting of the Senate Taxation Committee to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Frisley?
Here.
Hunstead? Maher? Nelson?
Here.
Nygaard?
Here.
Lederman? Hansen?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting, the January 13th meeting?
So moved.
Approved by Senator Nygaard, seconded by Senator Frisley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect that Jim Hunstead has just arrived.
Welcome, Senator. Well, very quickly, I know we've got some folks that want to testify that need to move on fairly quickly. So the usual admonition to be sure that you speak directly into the microphone for the benefit of those out on the Internet listening to into the archives. Those wishing to testify, please be sure and sign in at the register back there by the door. And I'd introduce our interns. We have Ashley Tanner, student at Northern, and Robbie Canis from Clark, I believe. Is that right?
No, from Clear Lake.
Well, pretty close. No, not really. Dual County instead of Clark County. So alphabetically, we're okay. Let us... the first bill we'll hear is Senate Bill 1. And this bill is brought to us by the Summer Study Committee on Sales Tax Exemptions. And I'll introduce the vice chair of that Summer Study Committee, Senator Tiedemann, and he can introduce the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Larry Tiedemann, District 7, State Senator. I served as Vice Chair of the Summer Study Committee looking at the sales tax exemptions. We worked hard and to find reasons why we should remove some things from exemptions and also learned why the exemptions were put in place on a number of items. This bill would change the excise tax from 3% to 4%, and the vote was taken that day that we would go forward. It really isn't a removal of a sales tax exemption, and so a number of the committee members have contacted both the chair and I, suggesting that this is not what the committee wanted to do. The chair directed me to come today because he had another meeting that he had to attend, and so I'm here asking that the committee follow the lead of the committee chair and vice chair, and we ask that you defer this bill to the 36th day.
Thank you, Senator. The chair of this committee could also mention that I also was on that summer study committee and concur with the wisdom of asking the bill to be sent to the 36th day. So a motion would be in order.
So I move to move Senate Bill 1 to the 36th day.
Motion by Senator Nygaard, second by Senator Nelson. And any speaking to the motion? If not, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Maher? Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Lederman? Hansen?
Aye.
2-4-6.
Okay, we have sent Senate Bill. Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Thank you, Senate Bill 1 to the 36th day, 41st day, whichever your pleasure. Let's see. The other bill that's on our agenda for this morning is Senate Bill 49, and I have been asked to defer that to next Wednesday, which I have consented to. I understand there's a feeling to remember from the minutes of our January 13th meeting that we had, with regard to Senate Bill 20, had Senate Bill 20 failed on a 3-3 vote. And is there a desire to bring that bill back off to the table?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Nelson?
Yes, Senate Bill 20, again, got a good hearing, a lot of discussion. However, I think there were some unintended consequences with the bill that has we have an opportunity to fix that. And I would move that we remove from the table Senate Bill 20 and calendar it for Monday.
Monday.
Second.
Okay, motion by Senator Nelson, seconded by Senator Nygaard to bring Senate Bill 20 off the table and put it on the agenda for Monday, the next meeting of this committee. And I don't believe that that is subject to debate, so I would ask the Secretary to call the roll. It requires four yes votes, majority of the members elect.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
You got 4-1.
Okay. Senate Bill 20 will go back on the agenda for our next meeting Monday. And it'll be at that time open for amendment and further debate. That brings us to conclusion of the business that we had for today.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
I move we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Nelson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.